News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Esther McCarthy, lifestyle editor, Saturday weekend magazine columnist at the Irish Examiner and presenter of the Red Carpet Roundup on News Talk Breakfast. Your favourite county is?
Do you actually have to ask Cork? Like, Cork is everything. Don't go outside Cork, ever.
Yeah. See, and I agree with you, but I mean, there are deluded people who would say otherwise. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have inexplicably been making headlines again, have they?
It's so shocking. It's so weird. Busy week for the two of them now, I won't lie. Poor Harry is back in court because he's appealing a 2020 decision that stripped him of his UK police protection. So apparently when you stop being a working royal, they also stop trying to keep you alive, which, you know, isn't a great HR policy, really, kind of lousy. So he's saying, you know, he's still being targeted. Al-Qaeda have been sending him threats. You know, he's saying that we still want to work privately for the Queen.
Right. So
he wants all the benefits, basically. But also wants...
Little bit like Brexit, really. You
basically.
Know, yeah, leave the union, but still want to take all the benefits of
Absolutely.
The union.
Absolutely. Yeah. All the perks. Now, you know, staying alive is probably up there as a good one. He's saying that he's been singled out for inferior treatment. You know, it's like he hasn't got his VIP band anymore and he can't get backstage. Like, he's kind of traumatised over it. But look, I thought the best line out of all the coverage was that. Was like, he was in court, he was passing notes. You know, they didn't expect him to turn up, you see, yesterday. So it was like, oh, here he is. And he had for lunch, what did he have for lunch, Jonathan?
Sandwich.
A sandwich from Pret a Manger.
Oh, the poor. I hope it was one of the hot ones, at least.
I know, yeah. Meghan didn't make him, you know, one of her famous jam ones, because she's also in the news this week because she's kind of been trying a lot. I suppose they have to make their money now,
yes.
Jonathan.
So she's been making terrible podcasts, hasn't she?
She's had another one now to add to her bow. So she kicked it off with Bumble founder Whitney Wolf Heard. So it's basically confessions of a female founder, which is a good idea. You know, women who have done great and come in. But she's shared a photo of her selling cookies. So she started young, when she was young, a little Girl Scout selling cookies. So she's still at it.
Should have stuck to the cookies. Yeah. I didn't realise that Madonna and Elton John had a beef.
But
seemingly
my God.
They did have a beef.
The biggest beef of all of showbiz. I went down a rabbit hole looking at all the footage. It was it's actually really bitchy. And it was all on Elton John's side, I must say now.
Not surprised by that.
Yeah, total drama queen, we shouted. And he really publicly, like, he was going into an award in 2012, and both Madonna and himself were up for a Golden Globe for theme song, and Madonna won it on his way in. He was very cocky and he was like, oh, if Madonna wins it, it's an effing catastrophe. Of course you won't win it and all this. And then the camera panned him when she did win and he was just like, if it looks good, kill me, shouted. Like, you know what I mean? It was ridiculous. And then his husband went on, David Furnish, and was like, this is just all about politics. Like, online, publicly, like, he called her out for lip syncing. You know, he was really bitchy towards her.
I get the impression that Elton John, now that he is, you know, he's getting on, getting closer to eventually having to account for himself. You know, rather than have this out with St. Peter, he's kind of going through it now, is he?
He's got partial sight loss and there's a lot of health issues going on. So he's no longer seeing red, Jonathan, when he hears like a virgin, you know what I mean? So they were both backstage at a Saturday Night Live gig there recently and he apologised very profusely and she kindly accepted. So duet, we shouted. Watch out for a duet with the two of them. They'll still make millions of this, like, I love it.
Worrying. And finally, forgotten but not gone, Big Brother is back. Who's on it?
Big Brother is back, like the gift that keeps on giving. The gift that keeps on giving, even. Learn how to talk. So there's really interesting people in there, actually. Jojo Siwa, the CEO of Gay Pop, she calls herself.
Jojo Siwa, please.
And you know what? When she was outing all the hair bands, the amount of features that we covered on her and who is she and getting the bands, I should know her. It's imprinted in my brain. I think I'm just traumatised from what she was huge for tweens about 10 years ago. Now she's 21. She's the CEO of Gay Pop, I actually can't talk. And she told viewers she could be great or horrible. We've Trisha Goddard in there, Patsy Palmer from EastEnders. And we've got the best named conservative UK dude ever, Sir Michael Fabricant.
Yes, he's the guy with the funny hair.
He's known for his kind of shock of hair, right?
Yeah.
And he's confirmed that he's bisexual, so he should be interesting. And he's kind of making buddies with the RuPaul drag winner. So, you know, like, that's why this house is so amazing. They throw it up.
Do you know the best thing about this?
Go on.
It's on Channel 5. That means we can't watch it. It's on a channel we can't watch. It might be on Virgin if they're stuck.
I think I might have been streaming it somewhere now where I shouldn't have been, so I'll say nothing. But there's always a mad American, you know, they always show in like an American to kind of ruffle up the Brits. So Mickey Rourke, like, that's a big name to get, to
be fair. Is he still alive?
He's still alive and he's still causing trouble.
Right, okay. So anyway, it may be on Virgin and we'll clarify that, but it's definitely on Channel 5.
Esther ITV, McKinney. It's ITV.
It's ITV?
Yeah,
oh, it's definitely on Virgin. Yeah. Then. Okay, very good. All right, Esther, thank you very much indeed. News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.